As with any elite sporting events, anti-doping is a crucial part when it comes to making sure play is fair. That's the same for the IBSA World Games here in Birmingham. And we have with us Marcelo and Juliana, who are the two anti-doping officials here. Thanks for joining us. Tell me, first of all, why it's so important to have anti-doping presence at games like this.
Thanks for inviting us to talk about this subject. It's very important for us to share the information. Regarding any competition, when you try to talk with the athletes in high-level athletes, we must, it's like mandatory for Paralympic athletes especially, to have anti-doping control. So it's also important for other sports, non-Paralympic sports, to understand how works anti-doping and be fair with other athletes.
And Marcelo, yourself and Juliana here have different jobs when it comes to anti-doping, so tell me what part you play.
Yes, I am the TUE officer. The TUE is a document that the athletes can send for us. It means therapeutic use exemptions. So I am the doctor that I am the chair of the TUE committee. So I'm here to check the medications, if they can use the medications, if they use the medications, if they have the real diagnosis of the diseases that they can have. So we can grant the TUE. If we grant the TUE, if it's approved, the athletes can continue using the medication, even with the anti-doping tests.
And Juliana, your part?
I am an anti-doping education officer. So we had here some opportunities to engage the athletes to learn more about anti-doping.
And when you're doing the testing, what do you do for the tests and what are you looking for?
We are looking for some substances that you can find in a prohibited list of WADA. That is a long list with many families of substances that athletes must avoid.
Is it quick to do the test? Because there's only two of you for the whole games.
The officials that are doing the procedure, it's not us. We plan it, how we distribute the plans during the competition. And we have a team, we call the ECOs, doping control officers, around all the venues collecting the samples from our athletes.
The testing is done here. Is it quite quick to do that?
Depends on the athlete.
Yeah.
Because it depends on the urine, depends on the water, depends on the hydration of the body, depends on a lot of things.
Yeah. Very technical then. Has it been a successful games?
Yes.
Yeah, we had an amazing opportunity here. All the Bennett's facilities were pretty well, so we could work with the LOC pretty much close.
Yes,
one day more.
we're still doing our job.
Well, you guys are very busy, of course, but thanks for taking the time to talk with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks again for the invitation. It's a pleasure to be with you guys.
Yeah, it's a pleasure for us.